Did you give it up? 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 Heard a lot of talk about the ocean. Yeah. Heard a lot of talk about the sea now. Heard a lot of talk about a lot of things.
Zennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Kyle.
And I'm Kyle.
That's Riley. This is Zennial Yearbook, where we go through the years of the Zennial favorites. This year, if you couldn't tell, is 1991. Possibly the biggest year in alternative rock music. I would say it's the year that begat alternative rock music as
begat?
Its own. As its own thing. Like, it wasn't...
Spell that.
B-E-G-A-T. So there wasn't, like, I don't know. Really wasn't any kind of alternative rock until probably this year. Like, it was out there, but it was something else. I don't know what they called it. They probably called it post-punk or something. Something ridiculous.
Oh, post-punk is still a thing. There's, like, post-punk...
What's a post-punk song?
Maybe it's not the thing.
All right, nothing.
It's like post-hardcore.
Yeah, but anyway...
There's, like, post-grunge.
So, yeah, this is the... It's not the year that grunge started, but it's the year that grunge kind of got pushed into the mainstream. We've got a fair amount of grunge music in store today. That was live, Operation Spirit, to start the show off. I could have given you an hour and a half of live, but then it wouldn't be, you know, the show. It would just be me listening to live.
Then that would just be him in the studio, because I don't want to listen to live for an hour and a half.
Live is so good. The best band. My favorite band of the 90s, given all their drama now, but you know, it's fine. Anyway, we got a good show. We got some good news. You ready? You ready to kick it off?
Yeah.
We'll kick it off with some EMF everyone knows. You know this song, EMF? By EMF?
No. Unbelievable. What's it stand for?
I think, like, technically it stands for electromotive force, but for the band, I don't think it really stands for anything. I think they're just called EMF. This is Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
And we are back. This is Zennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle. Ah!
Oh, nice job.
Whoops. We went to the next song already. I'm Kyle.
I'm Kyle.
That's Riley. And that was Rusty Cage by Soundgarden. What did you think of that song?
I was gone for like most of it.
Well, from what you heard of it, what did you think of that? It's a good time.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Kind of everyone's introduction to Soundgarden. Before that, we had...
That wasn't my introduction to Soundgarden.
It wasn't. What, pray tell, was your introduction to Soundgarden?
What do you think was my introduction to Soundgarden?
Gosh, was it Black Hole Sun?
Yes.
Oh, that's the next album. We'll listen to that on the 1994 episode, I want to say. Anyway, before that was Inner Sandman by Metallica. Before that, we had Unbelievable by EMF. A funny thing about that EMF song, Unbelievable, you hear like this guy going, oh, in the background. You know who that is? That is a comedian from the late 80s named Andrew Dice Clay.
That's a ridiculous name.
I don't think his name is actually Dice. But anyway, he was a hoot. Maybe you should not look him up because he was pretty misogynist and terrible.
I'm going to look him up right now.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Yeah. He had a movie. I remember he had a movie out called The Adventures of Ford Fairlane where he played a private detective.
Oh, he's in prison.
Is he? Wait, what?
No, he's not in prison.
Oh, well, wouldn't be surprising if he were. Anywho, now back to the music. If you can guess what song that I played, because I played, you know, a third of a second of it, then you win, you know, some pride. For everyone else, here's the Spin Doctors.
Rock and roll songs. Yeah, yeah. Can't be wrong. If I had my time again, I would do it all the same. Throughout my years, how I learned to be a man through the laughter and the tears. Situational win, rush for a change of atmosphere. I can't go on, so I give in. Gotta get myself right out of here. Now I'm fully grown. And I know where it's at. Somehow I stay thin while the other guys got fat. All the chances that I've blown and the times that I've been down, I didn't get too high. Kept my feet on the ground. Situation no win. Rush for a change of atmosphere. I can't go on, so I give in. Gotta get myself right out of here.
That's delightful, delightful.
Rush for a change of atmosphere.
I wish I could sing like that. It's not everything, singing, you know. The only important thing these days is rhythm and melody. Rhythm. Melody.
Dynamite with Rush. Man, the 90s were wild. You should have been there.
I must have missed that.
You missed it. You missed it all. Before that, we had Little Miss Can't Be Wrong by the Spin Doctors. A good track. A fun track. All right, some real quick, we'll do some political headlines of 1991. I know how very exciting. Very exciting.
Yay.
The start of the first Gulf War, or as we knew it back then, the Gulf War. No one knew there would be a second Gulf War. Thurgood Marshall, the first black Supreme Court justice, announced his retirement on June 27th, 1991. And then 4 days later, President George H.W. Bush nominated Clarence Thomas as a Supreme Court Justice.
And now we have him.
Now we have Clarence Thomas.
He should really take that RV. Like, that's a great deal.
I think
the Supreme Court seems really boring.
I mean, touring around in an RV is seems like a great time.
Exactly.
Also, the dissolution of the Soviet Union. Do you remember that place? Have you heard of that? That was a thing.
I know it. I thought that was like a long time ago.
It was until 1991, and then, you know, and then it went away. So that's it. We'll take a little break. We'll give you some sponsors, and we'll be back right after these messages.
Support for WTBR comes from the Office of Cultural Development in Pittsfield. The next First Fridays at 5 is June 7th and will feature a community sponsor, Berkshire Pride, a Jacob's Pillow interactive performance, live music from Happy Together at the City Stage, and much more. Don't miss First Fridays at 5 on North Street in downtown Pittsfield.
Still paying for that monthly gym membership?
For more details, go to lovepittsfield.com.
And from Park Square Productions. Park Square Productions provides high-quality video and audio productions for businesses and nonprofit organizations throughout the Berkshires. Find more information about Park Square Productions and what they can do for you at parksquareproductions.com.
Still paying for that monthly gym membership? How about that streaming service you never watch? Why not support WTBR-FM instead? For just $8.97 a month, you can show your support for our community radio station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click donate. It's as easy as that. We need to support this station to keep it on the air, and every little bit helps. WTBRFM, for the love of radio.
Hi, it's Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield, and I also host the Cultural Pittsfield radio show on WTBR. It airs every Friday at 8:30 in the morning. Stay tuned to learn all about the arts and culture scene for the city of Pittsfield and beyond. We hope you listen in every Friday at 8:30 on 89.7 FM WTBR.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR.
Much more.
now. But hold on.
My bed on the way.
And we're back. That was Yellow Lead Better by Pearl Jam.
Because everyone loves Pearl Jam.
I mean, this is a big year. 1991 was a big year. This is Zennial Yearbook. That's Riley.
And I'm Kyle.
Well, we're getting closer. Yeah, so we play the songs the Zennials love, the alt-rock hits. This year, we're doing 1991. It's a big year. Before that, we had Always on the Run by Lenny Kravitz. Does that name sound familiar, Riley?
Yeah.
Who's that?
He's some guy. He's some guy. I don't know what he does.
He's obviously he's a rock superstar from the 90s.
But isn't everyone?
He also played Senna in the Hunger Games.
Oh, him. Wait, that's...
That's Lenny Kravitz.
What?
That's the same dude.
No.
I'm telling you. So now's the time in the show where we do an album exploration. And since
it's 1991.
It's 1991. Can you guess what we're gonna do the thing. We're gonna look
what years are gonna be. I bet you don't know.
It's gonna be Nevermind. We're gonna look into three songs.
What other choice is there?
There were, I had a lot of choices. I think I changed it twice. I was gonna do an exploration of Live, Mental Jewelry, but I don't think as many people are into Live. I was gonna do an exploration of another band that I haven't played yet. But
it's not the West Rocket.
It is. But it's not now. Now it's Nirvana. So we'll start off our three song Nirvana set from Nevermind with a real crowd pleaser. It's not the big dog, but it's a good dog.
Kids for food. to another says I'm lucky to meet you. I don't care what you think unless it is about me. It is now my duty to completely drain you. I travel through to blend up in your affection. Shooting me for you, pass it back and forth in an old-fashioned kiss from my mouth to yours.
Something you didn't know about In Bloom.
All right.
He's not saying, wait. Can you cut this part out? Hold on.
No. So.
No. Wait.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
No, I meant you.
Oh. So all right. So that was Drain You by Nirvana. Before that, we had Breed, also by Nirvana. And before that, we had In Bloom by Nirvana. I wonder if anyone has any interesting fun facts about In Bloom.
In fact, I do.
All right.
When he says, oh my gosh.
When Hold he says, on. Oh Let my me, gosh.
I need to look up the lyrics because I keep forgetting this. Please cut this part out. Thank you.
Thank
you, Dave and other guys.
All right. So we're just going to continue on. We got one more song by...
I got it.
You okay. ready?
All you right. think he's saying, don't know what it means, but he's saying, knows not what it means.
I know that.
Well, other people might not.
Oh, that's it? That was your. I waited all this time for that fun fact?
Yes.
Thanks, Riley. So 1991 is not done giving you all the hits. We're going to do another big star from Los Angeles, California. And then we'll do some commercials. But first, the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
WTBRFM.com.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is Community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sandrini.com. Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at Greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's EVCOhypnosis.com.
Hello, Phil Tierney here, the host of Berkshire Jazz, where I play all the young tigers and old lions of jazz every Saturday evening from 8 to 10 on WTBR 89.7, Pittsfield Community Radio. Join me Saturday at 8. And if you know someone who likes and enjoys this great American classical music, tell them about us. Spread the word. Jazz is alive and well on WTBR 89.7. Thanks for listening.
Underwriters are so important for keeping this station alive. Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. I'd like to thank our local businesses for supporting Pittsfield Community Radio and for believing in the mission of the station. When you hear underwriting messages on the air, you know those companies support WTBR-FM. If you're listening now and your business would like to join in and support us, call me today at 445-4234 and get involved, or visit us at WTBRFM.com. It will make all the difference.
No nonsense, no messing around, just 100% pure rock. Unplug your appliances. We need the power. WTBR.
Nothing so loud, searing when we lie. Truth is not kind, and you've said neither am I. And the air outside so soft, saying everything, everything. All
This is Zennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
And I'm Kyle.
And that's Riley. And that was... Do you know who that was?
No.
Riley has no idea. That was Toad the Wet Sprocket. A band from Santa Barbara, California, who got its...
Hey, I've been there.
You have been there. You've been to the zoo. They have an excellent zoo.
They do. They have cool foxes. And, like, cool... It's a great zoo.
It's a great zoo.
I would totally recommend going there.
10 out of 10.
Yep. They have, like, the dinosaurs.
All right. 8 out of 10. It's a good zoo.
Do you remember the dinosaurs?
We had to pass. I do remember the
There
dinosaurs.
Were real dinosaurs there. You should go.
It's very nice. Anywho, so Toad the Wet Sprocket, they got their name from a Monty Python sketch called Rock Notes. Did you know that? Have you heard of Monty Python?
I saw the Holy Grail and thought it was dumb.
So I, too, am not a fan of most British comedy, but...
Who likes British comedy?
I bought a little clip of Rock Notes so you can see how it all went down.
Rex Stardust, lead Electric Triangle with Toad the Wet Sprocket, has had to have an elbow removed following their recent successful worldwide tour of Finland. Flamboyant, ambidextrous Rex apparently fell off the back of a motorcycle. Fell off the back of a motorcyclist, most likely, quipped ace drummer Jumbo McClooney on hearing of the accident. Plans are already afoot for a major tour of Iceland.
So, it's a lot of that, you know?
Okay.
So, yeah. That's Toad. We're gonna play some Primus. Continuing on with our 1991 theme. We're gonna play some U2. Oh my gosh, this year is just incredible. But we'll start it off with a little bit of Blur. There Is No Other Way by Blur.
We'll be right back. chances, you won't be there now. But my heart is where it's always been. My head is somewhere in between. Give me one more chance, let me be a lover tonight. In the roofie, in the roofie.
Yeah.
Primus with Jerry was a race car driver. Primus is an interesting band. You ever been to a Primus show, Riley?
Yep.
Of course not.
So many.
So when you go, you'll see people like holding signs that or wearing t-shirts that says Primus sucks. But that's what they want. That's their like I like that's the secret code to say I like Primus is Primus sucks. You may have heard this band somewhere else. Do they seem a little familiar?
Maybe.
Maybe they do a TV show theme you may have heard.
No. Oh my god!
That's them. I know, right?
How did they get themselves into that?
they were popular at the time when that show came out, and then you know, they just got into it. So yeah, we're almost ready to wrap the show, but I still have more non-political news from 1991. Here we go. Pan Am files for bankruptcy. You ever heard of Pan Am, Riley?
Like the place from The Hunger Games?
That is no. That is it was an airline. It's a defunct air, like from The Hunger Games. I didn't even think about that. No, they filed for bankruptcy in January of 1991. Eastern Airlines ceases operation also in January of 1991. There's the video of Rodney King. Do you remember? You ever see that in history class?
No.
Real quick. It was one of the earlier public captured police beating videos because people didn't have cell phones at the time. So it was uncommon that people would just have a charged video recorder. And they were able to capture it and they gave it to the local news station in Los Angeles. And whew, history was made. Is a big deal. More to come on that. Also, in August of 1991, the greatest event to ever happen, the release of the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. Huge deal. Did I get one?
Yeah.
Not immediately, but I did eventually end up getting one. Freddie Mercury of Queen died of AIDS in November of 1991. 1 day after making his diagnosis public.
That's why I don't tell people who have AIDS. You just wing it and hope for the best.
That's pretty much what he did, and then he died. So maybe, I don't know, maybe not. Way to end the show on a downer. Let's hear a little bit of R.E.M. to get our spirits up.
Corner. That's me in the spot. consider this hint of the century. Consider this the slip that brought me to my knees. Failed. What if all these fantasies come flailing around? Now I've said too much. I thought that I heard you laughing. I thought that I heard you sing. I think I thought I saw you try. That was just a dream. Was just a dream. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion. Trying to keep up you. And I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I've said too much. I haven't said.
That was Losing My Religion by R.A.M. And this is it for Zenial Yearbook. We're going to wrap it up. I am Kyle.
And I'm Kyle.
And that's Riley. Every week, we play you some hits from a particular year. And this year was 1991. Hope you enjoyed it. Check out our Instagram.
We have an Instagram?
We do. Zenial Yearbook. With an underscore, Zenial underscore yearbook. It's a great time. All right.
Seems pretty awesome.
It's very awesome. So we're going to leave you guys here with the last song of the day, Jesus Jones, right here, right now, on WTVR. This is Zenial Yearbook.